You're listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network. Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by Charles, Watch for Zombies, Mondo, and Senor C. To become a part of our amazing Patreon crew, please visit us on patreon.com/Final Girls Horrorcast.
Hey there, lovelies. Thanks for joining us on the 240th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast. I'm sick, so I sound horrible.
And she wouldn't let me do the intro.
I refuse.
She said, I got it, girl. Calm down.
I told her that, you know, I sound kind of like a goblin. So it's a vibe.
She said, I'm on brand, Carly. Just relax.
Yes, it's on brand for the horror podcast. This is the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy the Goblin.
And I'm Carly the Not Goblin.
The human. On today's episode, we're discussing more 80s were weird type films during our 80s were weird month journey. That didn't make sense, but I'm sick, so just deal with it. We're discussing Parents and Bloodbeat.
As a reminder, we do tend to spoil movies, so continue at your own risk. Parents from 1989 is streaming on Roku and Tubi TV. Sorry. And Bloodbeat from 1983 is streaming on Shudder and Tubi TV.
So like usually we do the notes before we record, and today Carly was like, we don't need to do the notes.
Well, the funny thing is that that's usually how I write those anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I didn't write anything new for my part when I talk about the movies, so that's why that sounded like that.
It's beautiful.
I'm too Ron Burgundy for this. I need written help. Yeah, sorry for my voice, guys. You're just going to have to deal. I'm recovering from illness, and this is what I sound like. But before we jump into today's films, let's just start with the segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is The Twin with a May 6th release date. It's directed by Tanali Munsdonen, and also who did Lake Bodom. And it's written by Alexi. What's with the names, Carly? It's bad enough I'm sick. What are you picking trailers with impossible names for?
Havernan?
Alexi Havernan. Havernan. And Tanali Munsdonen. The summary is, a mother who needs to comfort the unbearable truth about her surviving twin son.
And so a mother who needs to confront the unbearable truth about her surviving twin son.
What did I just say?
Comfort. You wanted to comfort.
I'm sick. Okay. Why am we even doing this?
I don't know.
I'm doing the best I can. Oh, I think this trailer looks really good.
Same. The little boy was really creepy.
All of it is really creepy. It gives me Wakewood vibes a little bit, which is another movie I really like that's like this. I feel like I saw Lake Bodom. Did we do an episode on Lake Bodom?
I don't think so. I had never heard of it.
Really? Now I need to look
it
up.
Yeah, looking it up,
too. I feel like we did.
Every camper's worst nightmare came true at Lake Bodom 1960 when four teenagers were stabbed to death while sleeping in their tent. I've never seen this movie.
Oh. I've definitely heard of it.
Maybe we'll, do it.
Maybe. I feel like we did, but I guess not.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Don't ever take my word for it, because I have no idea about a lot of things.
There's a really easy way to know, and that is to look it up.
You have that knowledge.
Okay. We did Lake Mungo, and that might be what I'm thinking of.
Yes.
And Lake Placid. nothing like this.
Lake Placid is magical.
Those are the lake movies we did.
Oh, man.
In case you're wondering.
I was wondering, because now I just am thinking of Betty White, and I'm really happy about it.
Well, this movie does not have Betty White, but it does look great and creepy, and I'm down to watch it.
Same. It looks like it's going to be on Shudder. It's a Shudder release, maybe.
Oh, I'm down. I'm going to add it to the wheel in May so we can watch it.
Do it.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Well,
I'm here for it. I'm here. Okay. I'm here. And I'm very excited to talk about these movies, even though I sound like death. So just bear with me, everybody.
Say it one more time.
It's still going to be a good episode, even though we're off to a rough start. Let's be real.
It's beautiful. We're never off to a smooth start.
Even for us, though, it's pretty bad.
So I'm going to just jump right in then to Parents.
I think that's a good idea. Keep me from talking.
1989. It is directed by, oh gosh, Bob Balaban.
Oh, is that right? I like that name so much.
Oh, I know this guy.
Balaban?
He's an actor.
Is it Balaban? Oh, I know him.
I prefer Balaban.
He's on Buffy.
Yeah, he's an actor in many, many, many things. And he is also a director, which I didn't know until just this moment. He has done some TV episodes of Strangers with Candy, Directors on Directors, Oz, one episode. Lots of TV, Tales from the Dark Side. That's fun. And it's written by Christopher Hawthorne.
Oh, he wasn't on Buffy. He looks like the guy from Buffy.
Look at it. Like, do you see his acting creds? It's like a thousand things.
Yeah.
He's from
in Gosford Park
and A Mighty Wind, Close Encounters.
And Close Encounters.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Like literally everything.
You look at this guy, you know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just might not know his name.
He's got the glasses. You know, he's that guy with the glasses.
Sorry. Back to
he's one of those famous people that gets to like have a regular life, but has been in so many things. Like you see him and you're like, I know that guy.
Yeah.
But what do I know him from? I don't know. And then by the time you realize it, he's down the street and around the corner, you know, and you never get your chance to say hi to Bob Balaban. He's that guy. you know how there's famous people like that.
Yes, I do. I agree.
Sorry, continue.
You're good. Can I get through my intro? Sheesh.
I can't talk entirely
through your intro.
You started it.
Why? Because I said saying, Bob Balaban. I know
this. Yeah, and you said, I know this guy. And then I had to look at it too.
Okay, so I'm reeling it back in to written by Christopher Hawthorne, who also wrote Mumsy and the TV movie Sea People. The IMDb summary is, a young boy living in 1950s suburbia suspects his parents are cannibalistic murderers.
So, like, I don't understand why you hate this movie so much.
It's not my thing.
I mean, it's not a great movie, but I don't understand why you don't like it as much as you don't like it, because it's... I would say with all the 80s movies we watched so far this month, like this is kind of towards the top of the better ones. So I find it interesting that you dislike it so much.
I really didn't like this movie, guys. I struggled to watch it. Not as much, I will say, not as much as I struggled to watch one of the movies that we did the first week. I don't remember which one it was. But this was just like a painful watch for me. Like I didn't enjoy any of it, to be honest. I hated all of like the meat stuff. Really grossed me out. I didn't like Randy Quaid. I didn't really like any of the characters, to be honest.
Randy Quaid is a treasure.
I mean, yeah, but like this was not my favorite of his. I really don't have too much to say. The only thing I did like about this movie is the cake at the beginning. It looked delicious.
Oh my God. Okay. I just think it's so weird. Like,
I really hated it.
That this is the one you hate so much out of all of the really bad movies we've watched so far. It's really not that bad. Like, I thought it had some like really fun kind of, artistic choices with music and some of the like weird animated film stuff happening. I will agree that some of the writing is off-putting in terms of like the character choices. I think some of the dialogue is really like over the top strange for characters that really shouldn't be strange. Like, I didn't understand why this little boy is so weird and why that little girl is even weirder, Sheila.
Yeah.
Like, Sheila is the weirdest character and there's really no reason for it.
Yeah.
Like, Sheila is awful and off-putting, but she's not even a cannibal, so I'm not sure why they made her that way.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't think it's a bad movie. I totally understand that this would be a lot of people's, you know, thing. I was not happy while I was watching it.
And I just think it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I just, I don't know. I guess, like, I get, like, meat, the meat stuff isn't really, like, there's not that much meat stuff for considering it's a
I felt like,
movie about cannibalism.
I felt like they were constantly at the dinner table, and I was constantly watching people eat or cook meat. And I was like, those are people. Even, I didn't even read the synopsis, and I, from the first, I think it's, like, the first scene we see meat.
And I mean, I don't like think it's a secret that they're cannibals.
No, I know. But it just, I didn't need that much, is all I'm saying.
Well, it's literally about cannibalism.
I know. Maybe I just don't like cannibal movies.
They gotta show it. I think that might be it. I think it might be that, oh my God, I sound awful. It might be that you just don't like cannibal movies because it's fine. It's not great, but it's fine.
But it's not even just that. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the style choices. I didn't like the characters again. I didn't care for the story. It got like interesting at the end when like the kid like kills his dad basically, but or stabs him. But that's,
I like the social worker, and I like the social worker scenes, and I like the kill scene at the end with her. I thought was very good.
Yeah.
I was entertained.
Good.
I liked the 80s backdrop. I liked some of the weird stylistic choices. The dialogue didn't make a lot of sense, and like the strangeness of the non-cannibalistic characters, I found really strange.
I think that's the thing. It was just too weird for me. Like, I was just not. It was too weird.
They were trying something.
I thought they were trying too hard a little.
Yeah, I think that that's possible. I think they're trying too hard to make it not artsy, but just, I don't know.
I wanted to be watching Serial Mom the entire time that I was watching this movie.
It is kind of an 80s thing to do it, though.
Yeah.
Like, this is definitely a good example of, like, 80s strangeness. I mean, think of movies that, like, aren't horror movies. And I feel like from the 80s that are really weird. I feel like it's like an old John Cusack movie or something. What's that one John Cusack movie with the skiing? Oh, what is that one called? Oh, now I need to look it up. Because it reminds me of that. Something Dead. Better Off Dead. Mm. Better Off Dead. Have you ever seen Better Off Dead?
I have, but I don't remember it.
So when I was...
I feel like they all... A lot of 80s
Better
movies
Off Dead
like blend together
to me. Better Off Dead is definitely the strangest of the John Cusack movies, at least from my memory. It was my favorite growing up, but it doesn't make any sense. Like I think a lot of the quirkiness of the characters doesn't make any sense. And there's like a whole animation scene with like a hot dog playing the saxophone. Like, none of, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that movie is insane. Like, the class is like really, like, his math class is like really into math and like gets mad when the class is over because they love math so much. Like it was just over the top strange. You know, the mom's a really bad cook and like her food crawls off the table. I'm describing Better Off Dead, not Parents, but I think the quirkiness level of Better Off Dead is similar to that of Parents. I think that's what they were going for. I feel like that was like an 80s aesthetic to have this like very quirky, weird characters in your movie. I think they forgot to make them, some of them, likable. I think that's the main problem. I think the mom is the most likable character. I thought she was the most likable character, which I don't think she's supposed to be.
Yeah, I can see that too. I definitely disliked her the least.
Yeah.
I had to think about what I just said. I was like, were those words?
Were you arguing in your head?
I was like, wait,
with yourself?
But yeah, it was just too weird for me. I'm not cool enough or obscure enough to like this kind of weird movie.
I don't think it has anything to do with being cool, Carly. This just isn't your thing.
No,
it's not like a matter of coolness. Nobody thinks you don't like Parents, you're not cool. That has never come out of anyone's mouth. So I think you're fine. Also, do people still say cool? I'm just curious.
Cool?
Yeah. Do people still say that? And by people, I mean like, you know, younger people.
I don't know. I don't really hang out with younger people.
I don't either. I'm just curious people do.
I don't know.
I do too. But do you ever like say things and wonder like, oh, am I dating myself or do people still say that?
Not really,
I'm on cold medicine. Can you please like help humor me a little bit?
All the time.
I'm having a hard time here.
Amy's in existential cold medicine mode.
I'm just doing my best.
You are.
Okay. I mean, I don't even know. Let me look at my notes. when the parents were having sex, were they eating each other or were they just having sex? Because it seemed like they were like biting each other and stuff.
I was very confused because...
But then mom's makeup was flawless in the next scene.
Exactly. So I have no idea.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. Like when the social worker is talking to Michael, who's the son... She shows him a picture of like a mom and dad looking under the covers and she's like, what are they doing? And he's like, you know what they're doing. And I don't know, it looked like parents tucking in their kid, but what did he think they were doing? Like, I don't know. There was a lot of little things where like he was saying, if you broil a black cat and chew on the bones, then you'll be invisible. He tells his class that, and then he says that his dad told him that. That doesn't really sound like something his dad would say.
No. I don't know, to be honest.
I thought they might have been aliens at one point, which I think would have made more sense for how weird they are.
Yes.
And then I thought that maybe Sheila and her family were also aliens. And maybe they ate people, you know, but they were aliens that were eating people, not just normal humans that were eating people. And I think that would have made more sense because they were so fucking weird. It didn't seem like any of the other characters were weird. It was just these two families.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if they were really going to commit to the 80s weirdness, they would have needed to make all of the characters weird. It doesn't really make sense that only some of them were that weird.
No, I was confused through a lot of this movie.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. But I do think it was entertaining. I don't know if it's I would not call it a good movie, but I've seen worse movies. I liked the choice of music. There's like a stabbing scene and like there's like happy music in the background and like the 50s backdrop is kind of fun. That's like a common 80s thing.
I will say I did really like the set design.
The set design's really cool, yeah.
The mom's costumes were great.
She had some really awesome dresses. Mm-hmm. There's some awesome dresses in this movie.
Yeah.
Also, there's a part where they're barbecuing and dad has like a salt shaker on a stick. that he's using, and I was very interested in that. I've never seen that before. Have you ever seen a salt shaker on a stick? I mean, I guess it's so you can season your meat without burning your hands on the grill. But I've never seen that before, and now I kind of want one, even though I would not have a need for it.
You should make one.
But it just looked like, I don't know if I could. How would I make that?
I don't know.
I think you're overestimating my craftiness.
I feel like we could figure it out. We'll have a final girl crafty day.
I might need to get Tony involved because he can like weld things. Oh, but this good. Was wood. This was wood.
Yeah, I feel like you'd rather wood than metal. Yeah,
I feel like the whole thing needs to be made out of one piece of wood, which would be a lot of work.
You need to be that dedicated to it.
I think that well, this specific one was like that. Do you think I could buy one?
I'm sure they sell it on Etsy. They sell everything on Etsy.
Oh, that's true. I'll have to look on Etsy. I'll just Etsy search for salt shaker on a stick and see if that works out.
Boom.
Okay. Well, I mean, Michael seems cool with his family dying. And then he is super happy about his grandparents taking care of him. But they're also cannibals. So that sucks.
I would just be a vegetarian. I mean, I already am, but...
I mean, I think he is a vegetarian. He doesn't eat meat the whole time.
You couldn't trust it every time, you know?
What is he eating in the... His mom gives him one thing that he does eat in the car, and it looked like a waffle wrapped in wax paper.
I don't...
And... I mean, the wax paper makes sense because it's the 50s and that's what people use. But, like, I think it was a waffle because that's the only thing I see him eat the entire fucking movie.
I think that would make sense. Like, the mom just wanting to make sure that he's eating something.
Yeah.
Because he keeps
saying
that. I
really like Randy Quaid in this. I'm sorry. I'm sad you didn't like him in this.
He was too weird for me. He did a great job playing his character. I'm not saying that, like, he did a bad job. It was too weird for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's fine. That's fair.
Yeah.
It is weird, for sure.
He did his job.
I did like the dream sequence, though. Did you like the dream sequence, or was that too weird for you, too? Because there's a really cool dream sequence with, like, some animation over film that I thought was really cool that I enjoyed, but...
It was well done.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. You don't like it. Let's move on.
I'm sorry.
We can talk about something else. Don't have to be sorry. It's not like I loved it. We're good. We're fine. I just think it's just out of all of the horrible movies we watched this month, it seems like you dislike this one the most, and I find that confusing. But you're entitled to your opinion. I just don't quite understand it. What was that other movie we watched? Because you said you'd rather watch Honey Spider like multiple times. That's what really can... I think if you didn't say that, I would have been like, yeah, this movie's stupid. But because you said that, it made me very confused.
No, I think I would. I just... I couldn't get in it.
Do you remember how much you disliked Honey Spider?
No.
Do you remember watching Elves earlier this month?
Yes.
Like,
I think I would rather watch Elves.
There's no way that's true. There's no way.
I just didn't. Like,
okay, let's get two screens up in front of you. One screen will play Elves. The other screen will play Parents. And then you have to choose which screen you're watching. That's the only way we can figure this out.
Sounds like my nightmares. Like my nightmares
are made
of.
We'll have a third screen that plays Honey Spider. And then you have to pick which movie you want to watch. And you'll just be like, no, they're all so bad.
They're all so bad.
I'll tell you right now, I would watch Parents first, and then I would watch Honey Spider, and then I would watch Elves. That is the order in which I could handle those movies.
Now I'm just curious to watch Honey Spider again. I know I won't because I know I don't
like
it.
Let's do it. Oh, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Final Girls Revisit, their least favorite films. Start with Honey Spider.
Okay.
Did Didn't we once talk about redoing some of the movies we did?
Yeah, because we wanted to redo The Guest.
I thought we wanted to redo, like, Starry Eyes, too. I really like Starry Eyes.
I would absolutely redo Starry Eyes.
I just want to watch Starry Eyes. We don't even need to do an episode on it, but...
No, I would absolutely
do Starry Eyes. Are we ready to move on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're I didn't mean to cut you off. That was an accident.
You're good.
Am I doing okay?
You're doing great, kiddo.
I don't feel like I'm doing great. Okay. Okay. So now we're going to talk about another movie, and that movie is called Bloodbeat, and it's from 1983. It is, I already said, from 1983. Oh my God. The IMDb summary is, a young woman accompanies her boyfriend to his family's rural Wisconsin home for Christmas, where the spirit of a Japanese samurai begins wreaking havoc on them. It's directed by Fabrice Ange Zafiritos, also written by him. And this is really the only movie he's ever done.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, because he should not be making any movies at all, ever. The fact that he made this one is very upsetting to me. Just in general.
This movie's wild.
I have never watched a movie that made less sense than Bloodbeat. You have to really try, I think, to make a movie this nonsensical. Like,
I'm not sure I understand anything about the reason behind...
There's no reason.
There's no reason. A telekinetic mom. We have a woman whose orgasms invoke a samurai who murders people.
Yep.
And then we have mystical boinging.
Lots of mystical boinging. It happened 3 times. I counted.
Yeah.
There were the 3 times of mystical boinging.
I lost my shit when I saw that. I was like, oh my God.
That's what that's. So if you have your subtitles on when you watch Bloodbeat, it says mystical boinging. I would also like to remind you, Carly, that you said last week that Bloodbeat was going to be good because, quote, it's on Shudder. And most of the movies on Shudder are really good.
This was entertaining.
So,
100%.
I almost fell asleep like 3 times. Oh, it's not.
I was entertained.
There are moments of entertainment.
There was a lot of confusion.
That was most of it. Yeah. Well, you missed the whole beginning because of the deer.
Yeah, I skipped to like 8 minutes.
There's just like one entire shot of a dead deer hanging upside down through like the beginning of this movie. So I told Carly, like, you just fast forward to like minute 9. So I think that's part of why you liked it more than me, because you didn't watch 9 minutes of dead deer.
No, I skipped it. I skipped right over it.
Good for you. I wish I did. What is going on with anything? Okay, so we have a brother, his sister, and his girlfriend all come home to his house, to their house for Christmas in Wisconsin. And that's where the story ends and the weirdness begins. Mom is some kind of psychic. But okay. But she also has like, I don't really understand her psychic capabilities or how this works. And I think part of the reason this movie doesn't make sense is because 90% of the dialogue happens in their heads and not spoken out loud. Like, anytime it comes time to explain something, they discuss it mentally in their heads without any voiceovers or anything.
And then they just make faces.
Yeah, they just make
they're like, this Mom, at each other. I'm your daughter. Get out of my head. And then the mom's like, stare, 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 stare. And then the daughter's like, grimace, 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 grimace. And then they're both like, ah. Oh.
And the acting's awful. So it doesn't help.
No.
You know, that we it's not like we can read on their faces what is maybe happening in their heads because they're not good at acting. So that doesn't help.
No, you're lost for the whole. I can't even say like 80%. It's like 99%.
And then the dialogue that they do speak, most of the time is inaudible. Like, I don't know who was doing the boom for for the dialogue, but they should have been fired. Because, I mean, maybe there wasn't even a boom. That probably was the problem, huh? There was so many moments where it's obviously someone's talking, but there's not even any subtitles because nobody could understand what the hell they were saying.
They're like, we're going to let that go.
We're just going to assume no one's talking. It's like, but they are talking. I can see their lips moving and I can hear mumbling. So I know something important's happening. I just don't know what it is.
This felt to me like a short that I did for this like independent film festival where you like record, you have to do the whole thing in 48 hours. Like with the special effects being overdone, the weird, not great editing, except for they made a whole movie in however long that it took them to make the whole movie.
Right.
I wish that I knew anything about what was going on.
Yeah.
There's like painting that like the paintings disturb the girl.
So I just want to tell you, in reading the trivia, this took 8 weeks to make, not 48 hours. Just in case you were wondering.
So you're telling me they had time.
I mean, okay, so Mom is a painter and
she's always painting. The whole movie, she like doesn't really leave her painting room.
And if you interrupt her when she's painting, she will yell at you for no reason. And everyone, and like when Sarah, who's the guy's girlfriend, when Sarah looks at the painting, she's like, oh no, they scare me. But it's literally just colors. Like, it's not, they're not even, like, images. They're just, it's not, it's just, like, pretty design on a canvas. Like, I don't understand why these paintings freak people out. Like, there's nothing wrong with these paintings.
They're possessed.
Are they?
I don't know. I made that up just then.
Oh, I mean, that might make sense.
But, like, why? Like, it doesn't factor, none of it factors into the movie.
Well, and, okay, and then, so Sarah's boyfriend is awful. He's like always gaslighting her and like pressuring her to have sex with him. Like the second they get there, he's like, you don't want to have sex with me, I hate you.
Yep.
She's like, I feel really uncomfortable. I feel like your mom's in the room with me. And he's like, well, she's not, so have sex with me. He's like basically attacking her.
Yeah.
And that was very uncomfortable. And then I don't know, he like basically ignores her the rest of the movie unless he wants to have sex with her. Like, could you imagine going to your boyfriend's house for the first time and this is the family?
No, I like, would see the deer.
Nobody even talks to her.
And maybe leave. So
like zero people talk to her.
Yeah.
Like, the mom doesn't talk to her. Gary always has his headphones on and is just doing whatever. The sister is just fucking mean to her straight up for no reason. I no one talks to her. I don't understand. If my boyfriend brought me home for Christmas and they treated me like this, I would just like leave. I would not stay. And they like got her a present, but they didn't know she was coming. And I thought that the present was going to be some kind of like ancient artifact that causes the samurai to possess her, which would make sense. But no, what actually happens is she finds a box in her room that doesn't actually exist and was not actually in the room that has a samurai
sword, right?
Sword and helmet.
Yeah.
And she cuts herself on the sword. And that's what happens. But there's no actual, like, where did this come from?
It doesn't.
Like, I don't understand.
It doesn't exist until the end, where the mystical boinging leads to the guy killing or stabbing the ghost samurai, like, and then retrieving
his outfit. Is the samurai the mom's brother? Because when he shows up and he finally talks, he's like, hi, sister. He calls her sister.
So maybe. But she's like...
But that's not possible. Because
no.
There weren't samurais, like, past, like, 1890 or something.
And, like, the mom's also, like, not Japanese.
That also is part of it. But it says samurais were abolished in 1876. So,
unless the mom is very old.
I just. She doesn't. She looks like Wendy Torrance.
She does. There's a lot of really questionable hairstyles in this, too. You know what made me laugh?
What? The whole thing?
Well, yes, but especially. Well, and the mystical boinging. But other than that. The part that didn't make sense to me at all was when she, like, moved the thing on the dresser and there's, like, the picture of the little girl. And then she, like, hovered her hand over it. And then it, like, cut to another scene. Her hand was in a different place. And then there was, like, a fire. I was like, what just happened? This is a weird, like, it's a weird choice.
I think that's supposed to be a picture of the mom.
Was it?
Yeah, I think that's a picture of the mom as a baby or something. That was what
I have no idea who it was supposed
to be. But I just made that up because there's no actual, like, explanation of anything.
I thought it was the sister because I didn't think that that type of photograph was, like...
It honestly doesn't matter because it doesn't make sense in any scenario, really. let's see. Uncle Pete. Yeah.
So... Apparently, there was talk, I don't know how much talk because it's something that I only just saw, about the guy that did Mandy and Beyond the Black Rainbow doing a remake of this movie. Would you see it? No. Panos Cosmatos.
I'm not, like, a huge fan of his, and I'm also not a fan of this movie.
So you'd probably skip
it. I don't know. I'd be curious to how he could try and make sense of this. Because he would probably at least come up with a plot.
Yeah.
You know, there's no plot here. There really isn't. Like, why is there a samurai? We don't know. We just do not know. You will never know. My favorite part is when, like, there's all this poltergeist activity in the house. Dad is being, or Gary, rather, he's not dad, is being pummeled with pantry items, cans, canned goods, cracker boxes, you know, things like that, juice boxes. And he gets knocked out and, you know... The brother and sister are being attacked by, you know, windows and doors closing on themselves. And mom is trying to psychically tell whatever to stop. And so it finally ends. And, like, they come and they're talking to mom and they're trying to understand what happened. And they're like, mom, what happened? And she's like, I can't talk about it. Like, the one part of the movie... where you can be such a lazy writer and you can just say literally anything. Like, she could say literally anything to try to make sense of this, but instead she says, I can't tell you. So we don't know. Then she stares at her son and says, he would never take me away from you. and he wouldn't take you and Dolly away from me. What does that mean?
I don't know.
And then the son is like, Mom, you don't mean. What doesn't she mean? What just happened?
You'll never know unless you can read brains.
That was your one point to tell me what you mean. And you literally did not tell me anything. So I mean, the only thing I can think of, he would never take me away from you and he wouldn't take you and Dolly away from me. Is that their dad? Is their dad a spirit of a samurai that impregnated her? Like, that is literally the only thing I can think of that makes sense.
Dolly's the daughter, right?
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Is he like an incubus that impregnated her with two children? Like, I don't know.
Look,
she doesn't want to get married. I'm just trying to make sense. I have all these puzzle pieces from like 17 different puzzles, and I'm trying to put them together to make one puzzle. And this is what I came up with. That's all I got.
Your hypothesis is probably better than the real one.
That's what I'm going with. That's what this movie's about.
Cool.
But also, the incubus is somehow her brother.
Who's the samurai, like, somehow.
So it's like incubus incest.
Yikes.
This movie is about incubus incest. There we go.
Ah.
Boom. Figured it out.
Wow.
I'm a genius.
You are. You should rewrite the you should write the remake.
So, like, maybe in a past life, they were, you know, together, and then she died and was reincarnated, and he stayed a spirit because he became evil, and then that's what happened. I figured it out. Makes perfect sense, Carly. I don't know why you didn't get that.
Yeah. My small mind.
Did you notice there was a point at the end where Gary has a body? I don't know what body it is because it's covered in a sheet and blood.
In the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Pete?
I thought it was the neighbor.
Okay.
I don't know, because everybody died, know. Basically.
Yeah. So he has a dead body.
I was like, why is he being so calm? Like, has this happened before?
I don't know, but he puts the dead body in the back of his truck.
Yeah.
And he's like, where is he going with this body? What is he going to do?
They're very casual about all the murder that happens.
Why wouldn't you, like, first of all, you shouldn't be bringing a dead body anywhere, especially when there's murder, because they need to, like, come and, like, do cop things.
Well, like, because in the first thing where, like, the guy gets killed after the deer, they miss the deer.
Yeah.
Like, that was a very casual murder that we watched happen.
Right.
With, like, the cops that were coming. And they're like, it's fine. And, like,
yeah,
Sarah's the only one that, like, looks reasonably traumatized. Everybody else is just like, he was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
It was weird.
But. Okay, so he puts the body in the back of his truck and he goes to, like, you know, start the truck up and it's not turning on. He's like, you know what? And he yells in. He goes, truck's not starting up. I'm going to have to take the horse. And then he leaves the body in the truck and gets on the horse. And then he's, like, in the movie later for some, like, where is he going? What is he doing? Like, no one tries to make any phone calls. No one tries to call the police. Like, there's all this crazy poltergeist things happening, but then, like, the next second, Peter's having sex with Sarah, and then the next second, Peter's in the woods crying for some reason. Like, nothing, like, none of, like, whoever edited this was like, it's okay, it doesn't need to make any sense. It's fine. We'll just mush all these scenes we shot together without any kind of plan at all.
That sounds very accurate. Yes, that's the same movie that I watched. Just pieces of film stuck together.
They're in the wrong order. I'm sure of it.
Oh, it's the director edited it. So,
well, not enough.
Hey, as long as it made sense to someone.
Who?
The director.
Are you sure?
The writer, director, composer, editor. Camera and electrical department.
I want to read one of the spoilers. You ready?
The only spoiler.
The only spoiler on IMDb. Here we go. During the climax, with characters Ted and Dolly standing with their backs to the wall, there is a picture frame with the word France at the bottom of it.
Fun fact.
The director, Fabrice, is from France.
Who wrote that?
And then it says, 1 out of 20 found this interesting.
I bet you it's Fabrice.
Who is the 1 out of 20 that found...
It was Fabrice. He's the one.
I'm going to mark it as interesting. I find it.
Now Amy also finds it interesting. You have to log in. Can we just talk about how cute Chucky is?
Yes.
Because Chucky is adorable.
Chucky is a dog that's in this movie for no reason, but is also very cute.
I feel like it might have been the director's dog. I just made that up, but I'm like scrolling down the IMDb page and the production company is Husky Pup Film Productions, and this is the only movie that they've filmed, so I'm assuming that it's his.
Well, it would make sense that like the dog funded the movie.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
That would make perfect sense. Yeah. Also, the samurai does occasionally talk, but he speaks English, so that's interesting. And barely has an accent, and that's definitely not a Japanese accent.
No.
So, I don't know.
I call bullshit on his origin story, is all I'm saying.
Why samurai, though? Like, what?
I'm telling you, this guy made his dream movie. This guy was like, I'm going to make the movie I want to make, and I don't give a shit what anybody thinks.
I find it hard to believe that this is the movie he wanted to make. That it came out the way he imagined.
Look, he had 8 weeks to change anything. This is the movie he wanted to make. 8 weeks is so long.
By the way, O Fortuna playing in the background at the end.
I was literally Marco Poloing one of my friends, and I was like, oh my god, they're playing O Fortuna. I lost it. I was like cracking up. This movie's hilarious. I had so much fun by myself watching this movie, which is, I don't know what that means, but...
I feel like if someone had a party and they said, bring the weirdest movie you've ever seen, I feel like this might be the one.
Yes.
I would need to bring.
We would win.
I've never seen a movie that just made the least amount of sense of any movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Totally.
Did they do this on Mystery Science Theater? Because they should have.
I don't think so.
It's unfortunate. I would definitely watch that.
I know that they did an episode on Red Letter Media. My friend told me about it because I had mentioned that I was watching it. And he was like, oh, they just did an episode on Red Letter Media. And then he let me know that. Because I told him that you warned me about the deer scene at the beginning. And I was like, she didn't finish it, but I think that's all it was. And he was like, yes, that's all that there was. So I don't know how in-depth they went on it, but apparently that's out there. I feel like I should have watched it before.
There is one moment at the very end where you can see the deer hanging in the background, but...
I didn't look.
It's not like something... You'd have to look for it to see it. It's like a quick shot, and I was like, but Carly already saw this, so she must be fine.
What is the purpose of that? Was it to make it an hour and 27 minutes long?
No, but they do spend way too much time on this deer. I read something in the trivia about it.
That they bought it from a farm.
Yeah. Maybe there was a deer sale and they were like, that'll be cool. Let's put that in the movie. And just spend a really long time hanging it from a tree and cutting it open. Which, like, I don't know if that's really how most people clean deer, but I will say that in my family, that is not how I've ever seen anyone clean a deer before.
Maybe, I don't know. I have nothing. I didn't watch it. I can't contribute to this portion of the conversation.
I just, like, I don't know. My grandfather used to go deer hunting, and then, like, I would come over and there'd be a dead deer in the backyard and he'd be, like, cutting it and stuff, and it was gross, but, like, he never hung it from a tree is all I'm saying. And if he did, it would probably traumatize me for life.
Oh, man. Oh.
Anyway, so that's Bloodbeat. I don't know.
That's a wrap on Bloodbeat.
I mean, I guess if you want to watch it, you should. And if you don't, then you probably shouldn't.
It's wild.
That's my really good. I'm sorry, everybody listening to this. I'm a mess.
You're great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I don't really have anything new, I feel like, that's been going on. I haven't really been watching anything new.
I started watching Inventing Anna.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
And I'm not that into it.
It's not great, to be honest.
No. Which is weird because it's a really interesting story, but somehow the show isn't very good, I don't think. Oh.
It's because of, but it's like a good 2020 episode, but like I don't need to watch 8 episodes of something about it.
I don't like the way they're telling the story.
Yeah.
I think it would have been more interesting to just have it from Anna's point of view from like a young age to present. Like, I'm not interested in like the writer. I mean, as much as I love that actress, I don't like the storytelling technique.
I get you.
What's her name?
It's like Anna Klumsky or Shlumsky.
Shlumsky.
Something. She's from My Girl. Yeah, she's Beta Saltonfuss.
Yes, I love her. Same. I think she does a great job, you know, acting wise. I just don't think storytelling wise.
No, she's great.
That should have been the way to go. The whole cast
is great, but I agree.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's not holding my attention the way I was hoping it would.
I think the reason why, and I don't know how much you know about her, Anna Delvey.
I read the article when it came out.
So, she's just like a mystery. So, I think the reason why they told it from her, the interview, or like the reporter side, because it's Anna's character, Anna Klumsky, I don't even know how to say her name, is... that character isn't a real person. It's like based off of a real person. Mm-hmm. So I think that the reason why they're going that route is because they honestly like don't have a lot of like facts necessarily about Anna. Mm-hmm. And so they went the route of like trying to figure out who she is and why she's doing what she's doing, if that makes sense.
How could it possibly be that much of a mystery? You know, like in this day and age.
She's such a liar.
I think it's very cool. Yeah.
She's just such a liar. She's smart. But like in the later episodes, like she does like hunt down a few things about like her past and stuff. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Shonda Rhimes, but I don't think it's for me.
No, I don't know if it was a mess. Just watch the 2020.
And, like, I know that's what she sounds like, but the accent is really upsetting.
I know.
Yeah, I saw, like, a TikTok that was showing how the actress from...
Ozark?
Oh, God, now I... The actress from Ozark does play her, but the actress from Shameless, should have played her, the young sister, because they look almost identical.
Oh, they do. They yeah. do.
And people were like, oh, you miscast this. Just because they look so much alike.
They
Not
do.
That that's necessarily a reason to hire somebody. But...
No, they do look very similar.
Yeah, they're like twinsies. Anyway, the acting's good. I don't have a problem with the acting. I don't know. We should wait to make this until we know more about her. But I do think it's an interest. I mean, I think Anna Delvey's very interesting.
I do too. I think the problem for me is it's too long. It's not enough mm-hmm. for me to stay captivated for like however long
that could
it is.
Be it.
It's so
that could
long.
Definitely be a big part of it for sure. Yeah, because after the second episode, I'm like, all right, already, give me something.
Exactly.
But I guess they just don't have anything to give, you know?
Yeah.
So that's all I've been. I watched that. I rewatched. I started rewatching Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Which was okay for a while, and then I stopped watching it because I started to find it upsetting. But I liked it a lot the first time I watched it, so I thought I would be down for a rewatch, but I guess not in the later seasons. Did you ever watch that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I would think you would like it, because it's like, as someone who likes musical theater, I think you would like it, because it's a musical... And a lot of the songs are modeled after, like, actual musicals.
Yeah, I was told to watch it. I guess I just never did for some reason.
I think you would like it. I think you should try it. You might really like it. At least the first couple seasons, I think you would really enjoy it. It's different than anything else I've ever seen, and it's fun.
I will put it on the list. What's it on?
Okay. It's on Netflix. Okay. Yeah, let me know what you think if you watch it. I think, yeah, try it out.
How many seasons?
I think there's four. Okay. It's not like a huge commitment. And the first season sucks you in really quickly, so I think you'd like it.
Cool. So, I'm in.
Yeah, let me know. Cool. What else? I mean, I haven't really been watching much. I've been reading and being sick and watching Blood Beat.
Well, we want you to take care of yourself.
Yeah, sorry guys, I'm still here though. Hey, look at this.
Honestly,
look
other
me.
Than us hearing it in your voice, you've been spot on.
Really?
Yes.
I find that very surprising.
Believe
it. I feel
it.
Like I've been very off. I'll take it.
Believe it.
I'm just never gonna go back and listen to this episode. Just in my head, I'll just say it was good.
It was good. Just check that off your list.
Yeah.
Episode 240, boom.
Oh, yeah, we're finally in the 40s. Hooray.
Didn't the 30s feel like it like took forever?
Forever.
Wild.
What the fuck?
So crazy. Okay, so next week.
Yeah.
We will, is our last week, I think.
It is, yeah.
The 80s were weird. Month.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So we are closing out with Spookies, which is streaming on Shudder. And we're taking a chance with the Boogans on YouTube.
I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Because I'm not sure that we should take a chance with the Boogans.
Well, you have till, what's today, Wednesday? Today's Tuesday? You have till Thursday to change your mind.
That's a lot of pressure.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
I think we're just going to watch the Boogans.
The Boogans.
And maybe we'll find something that's worse than Parents for Carly.
Yeah. You know, let's just see what we can do.
This month of 80s movies is just basically, let's find the movie that Carly likes the least.
Just wait for Aquatic Horror Month. No, I'm kidding.
No, I can't wait. I'm excited for Aquatic Horror Month.
It's so fun. Who doesn't love it?
All right. So until next week with Spookies and the Boogans, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly. Bye.
I'm just gonna let you sing. I'm not gonna even try and do that.